The first part is certainly what we call the appetizer. They give you a little peek into what my weekend was like, and no comment zone. And then we go on to the main dish, where we have conversations around the topics for today. Now, Table Talk is a gendered show. That means that we focus on issues that affect women. So by all means, make yourself comfortable. Let's break some tables. We're starting right away with the appetizer. If you're ready, I'm always ready. So let's go.
Here's the appetizer on Table Talk.
All right, welcome again to the show. The appetizer, well, another month has started, and it's a good time to remind you that, I hope you're listening, you owe yourself the responsibility to create your fun and your joy. Those of you who follow me on Instagram, you know what I'm talking about. I know, right? I had one of the craziest weekends. So like I announced to people, my followers, I have a crazy and fun bucket list. Things I have to do before the end of the year. So I've done two. I've got more to go. No matter where you are, don't wait until you've got millions or you travel to Dubai or the Maldives before you have fun. You owe yourself the responsibility to create your fun and make your happiness. And I realize that you can even travel out. You can go to the Maldives. You can travel out. You can still have a boring travel out. So you know it's possible that you travel out for holiday yet it's boring, or you don't know, because the joy has to come from within you. If you're not excited about life, then no matter what country you are in the world, you still will not be excited. So create your excitement, create your own joy in the midst of everything, because hey, we're not promised forever, but we have today. So make the most of it. We won't be here forever, so it doesn't look like things are necessarily going to get better tomorrow morning. So while we're tackling the things that we're facing, let's also make the best of the moments that we have. So dance, so have fun, go out, just take a walk, take a stroll, whistle, tap your hands. Just many of you have grown into adults that you've forgotten how to play. No, it's not childish to play. It's human to have fun, enjoy yourself. If you want to know the things I was up to this weekend, you have to go to Instagram and see. I can't even start sharing it here. Well, okay, that's the appetizer. That's how my weekend went. I hope yours was fabulous too. Let's go into the main dish.
Now to the main dish on Table Talk.
Again, we are in the eighth month of the year, and we have broken quite a number of tables this year, and I've made sure that we've gone in series, in progression. So if you're a first, and by the way, the number of people listening to the show is increasing every week, and I'm really excited to see that. So those of you who are coming into this fold newly, you might want to catch up with the replay of the previous conversations we've had on Table Talk. Go to our website, that's nigeriainfo.fm. You find the Table Talk podcast. You can listen and catch up, right? But yeah, it's a series, but you still get a flow as you come along. So let's switch the table now. I want to talk to women. Yes, I want to talk about women. I know that a lot of times we've pointed at men, so now we're pointing at women. And it's a series that we're starting again today. Today, we're starting the mother-in-law series. Yes. And I have a question, which is that a lot of young ladies, you know, they say they're the best thing after fresh bread. You know, they're fantastic. They're fabulous. Everybody is the best, right? So where do the mean mother-in-laws come from? Who are those mean mother-in-laws? So today, I just want to sit back, because we're just starting this series. Before I start hitting you people, bam, bam, I want to hear your feedback. Tell me about your mother-in-law. I'd like to hear about the fantastic mother-in-laws and mother-in-laws. And if you understand their journeys a bit, you can tell me how you think they came to be the persons that they are. Because our society forms us, our experiences form us, and also our decisions and choices also form us. You every day have a choice to be a better person or to just be I can't use the word that came to my head. To just be, do you understand? So everyone has a choice to make. And the choice you make doesn't just affect you. It affects other people around you. So we're having the mother-in-law series today. Welcome to the show. If you're female, you can call me on 01465-7175. If you're male, you can call me on 0700-993-993-993. If you're outside Nigeria, make use of Skype, Nigeria Info FM. You find us there. Let's talk. Good morning. Hello.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to the show. What's your name?
Yeah, good morning, Wemima.
Good morning. You want to tell me your name?
Is it possible?
What did you say?
I said I want to remain anonymous.
Yeah, that's all right. That's all right.
Yeah, like me, I want to talk about my mother-in-law.
Yes, yes.
From the one. Initially, when I am, as I was cutting, this woman so much cherished me. She was like, oh, you don't have a mom again. Make me your mom. See me as your mom. As soon as I and my husband got settled down, she learned I was pregnant, my sister. She called me and even told me that snake does not bark a shout.
She said what?
She told me a snake does not bark a shout.
Snake?
Snake doesn't bark a shout.
Snake does not bark a shout?
Yes.
Why would anybody say?
Meaning that the pregnancy I carried, I will not be alive to see that shout.
Jesus.
Yes.
What? What?
I thank God to the glory of God. Thank God. I give it back to her. I said, let me tell you. My own snake, by the grace of God, is in Christ Jesus. And I'm an anaconda heart since children. By the grace of God, I will see my kids. That was my reply to her. Just because she don't want any of her kids to leave her sight. As soon as my mama got married, I let my mother look, you can't be in a family house and I will be with him. That was just it. She said, none of her kids will get it, and she will be the one to choose a wife for the children.
But you said that when you were dating your husband, she liked you.
She's so much, believe me. I even entered her kitchen, we both cook together, do everything together.
So what changed? What do you think changed?
I don't know. What she just told me that I'm not a kind of person, that I don't belong where she belongs.
Where does she belong?
The day she called me, she said, will I accept for her to take me to strong room? I said, what do you mean by strong room? You said she will take me to an herbalist that will give me something and I will belong to where she belongs. I said, sorry, ma, I'm a child of God. And my parents, when they go to herbalists since I was growing up, I don't even know what herbalists look like. I saw you say it and think. So I'm sorry, ma, I can't do it. That was when the hatred started.
Ooh. So yes. How's it going now?
My sister, by the grace of God, I'm still with my husband, but we are not in good terms. She don't see me. Okay, come to think of it. Prophecy came and said, I shouldn't let her know that I've given birth. My husband and I lied to her that we lost our kids. Because I gave birth to quadruplets.
Oh, my God! Yes. Yay! Look at that!
I had four boys, but I lost one.
I'm sorry.
I lost one, so I have three left. You know that when my husband lied to her that we lost the whole kids, this woman went to the street pouring powder, rejoicing, celebrating that the son lost the children.
Jeez.
Yes.
Are you joking?
I'm not joking. I'm telling you my true life story right now.
What?
I'm not joking.
What?
It happens. Now she's still alive. She even turned my husband and the father back against each other right now. They're not in good terms.
But why do you think...
She turned the whole family against me. That they will even call me, be ready to curse on me. These are people, what surprised me, my husband's one of the other brothers, he was the first person to know me in the family. Now the guy is seriously against me. He don't even want to hear me talk. He don't even want, they will call my husband, they'll be ready to curse on me. Because my husband has to ask me to block the whole of them. I have to block all of them.
But your husband is very supportive, I gather from what he's saying.
Yes, yes. He told them that, look, I won't leave this lady. No matter what comes what, I'm still with her. Till death do us part. I'm not going away.
I'm so sorry for your experience. I'm totally shocked. I'm absolutely
shocked. But I thank God that my husband is strongly behind me. That's Josie. Sometimes when we have, I would say, you know that you placed me on a gunpowder. You can explode at any moment. But I thank God for Christ. I'm just in this marriage by faith.
Hi.
Yes.
Thank you so much for
sharing. I can tell you that on and on and on again. So it happens, my real.
Wow.
And thank God that she has a daughter. I used to tell her, look, they'll say, the ladies, like, yeah, before that, she called my husband and was abusing me, calling me a manner of God. And I told her, I said, look, thank God you're a woman like me. But that, except I offend your family, but if I didn't really offend your family, I only have one word for you. You will be out of menopause before you see a man that will tell you hi. And that man will be either a divorcee or a widower. That is, you're just going in there as a cook. as somebody that just needs a companion, not as a wife.
That, don't you think that's too much also?
No, because of what she put me through. She's just clocking 40 now this year. She has not even settled down.
You need to forgive her. I mean, you don't want to be like them right now. You don't want to do tit for tat.
Do you know that the very day this woman discovered that my kids are alive, she said she wants to get me arrested.
What is she waiting for? That would be very interesting.
I said, I'm waiting. Please go and get your police. I even called my uncle.
I'm so sorry for your experience, but thank you for sharing. I'm sorry. I don't know. Like I'm just starting the series and what? How is a human being like that? And why would someone be like that? You want to put it ready?
Hello, good morning.
Are you ready now?
Yes, I'm ready now. Sorry.
Good morning. Thank you for calling me.
I want to remain anonymous.
That's all right.
I like this particular topic that you brought today. This series is about women. I would like to say that most mother-in-laws or most women that turn out to be terrible mother-in-laws is from when they are ladies that they inculcate that habit. For example, my mother-in-law, I don't have an issue with her personally. She's a good woman. She's not perfect, just like my mom is not perfect.
Yeah, no human being is.
Yes. And if we ladies can think that this person is my mom, I can get angry with my mom. And I will sort it out. Then I can get angry with my mother-in-law too.
Yeah,
and sort it out.
Absolutely.
So if we begin to think about it, my mom is a mother-in-law.
Yes.
I have two elder brothers.
Yeah.
I'm the last and I'm the lady.
Yeah.
Now when she makes some certain mistakes to my sisters-in-law,
yeah,
I correct her.
Yeah.
If we can have that habit of, mommy, you can't do this now. Will you take it somebody is doing that kind of a thing to me?
Yes.
Sometimes she does it unconsciously.
Yes.
So but me as a sister-in-law, I'm able to correct her.
Yes.
So I think if we, as we are ladies, as we are growing up, and we begin to see those things, and we begin to correct our mothers.
Yes.
I think it will go a long way.
I totally agree.
And if you also have a supportive husband, it goes a long way too.
I totally agree. Thank you very much for sharing. I agree with you. I mean, and I think you might all know that I believe that, you know, once you're married, I mean, it's like your family has expanded boundaries and you've adopted another family. The problem is that, you know, while people, and it's very interesting that we do elaborate traditional weddings, yet in the core of it, you have not accepted one another as one big family. You've not accepted one another. So what was all that ceremony all about? If you accept yourselves as one big family, you'd allow for mistakes, for forgiveness, and you know, and we grow together. But sorry about that. Please call again if you're able to. Hello, good morning. Are you ready?
Are you ready?
All right, you are not. Hello, good morning. Sorry about that. Please call again. Hello. Hello.
Hello, Wamima. Good morning.
Good morning, ma'am. Thank you for calling.
Yeah. This is Uche.
Welcome. Welcome to the show. It's your mother-in-law series. Are you a mother-in-law or a daughter-in-law?
Yes, I'm a mother-in-law.
Uh-huh. Welcome.
Very wonderful woman.
I'm glad
Very
to hear that.
Very wonderful.
I'm glad to hear
In
that.
In fact, when I wanted to get married to my husband, I was scared. Because of stories I've heard about mother-in-laws, father-in-laws, and the rest of them. But to my greatest surprise, when I entered the family, because I have only one sister-in-law.
Okay.
You understand? The mother took me as another
daughter
she never had.
Yeah.
In fact, they even, if I have problem with my husband, they were attacking. Both parents were attacking. Until at a point, my father-in-law even told my husband, any day you make this lady to get angry and leave this family, I will disown you.
Wow.
I'm telling you. In fact, I am blessed.
Wow.
And I took them too as my own.
Yes.
I'm sure it is my accepting them wholeheartedly that won that love. See, today I've never had any issue with my mother-in-law, even though I don't live with them. But anytime I go home, do you know that my father-in-law prefer me driving him? My husband.
I'm glad to hear. That's really nice. Really nice. That's the way it should be.
Yeah, if you are going out, he will want me to dress. Even if I'm breastfeeding, he will tell me he will carry my baby. I tell you.
That's so sweet.
I've never had any issue with them. Thank God for their life.
I'm glad to hear that. Thank you so much for sharing. I hope to hear more positive stories also. Well, your experiences is what I want to hear today. Good morning,
Hello. Good morning.
Thank you for calling. What's your name?
Oh, my name is Obong Victor.
Let me announce. Anyone who wants to stay anonymous, that's fine, all right? So we're talking about your mother-in-law. Let's go. Tell me your experience.
Yeah, I would say I have the worst mother-in-law on earth because of what I have gone through. I actually was doing well, but all of a sudden, life happened to me. And I brought my family back, and since she was there, she said I should bring them back.
Back from where?
I brought them back to her, to where she stays.
Okay.
And before you know it, my wife became an opposite of herself. So what happened then is that she started... if I sold my personal car to get a house, so that because the problem was becoming too much. So she came into the house. On the 9th of that day, she now left. She left the house. And as I'm speaking with you now, last year, she left the house. And up to now, she's still there.
Wait, let me understand. You rented a house for your wife and your children, right?
Yeah, I came back to Lagos because I was due. Then coming back here, I tried to put, to look for a level ground for me to stay.
Yes.
So there was no way. And I said, okay, for now, stay with your mother.
Where is your mother-in-law? Where does she live?
She lives here in Lagos.
Oh, okay.
So I came down. And since I couldn't stay in my mother-in-law, I had to put up with a cousin of mine.
Okay.
Now, before you know it, you started becoming something else. So I said, okay, the influence was becoming too much, and I had to sell the only car, the only asset I had to get a house for me to get back my family. Do you know what? On the 9th of her leaving, before we and I put them back out from the house, my mother-in-law said she should not come, that I don't have, I will not be able to take care of her. I said, what? He said, yes. And she now come with me reluctantly on the 1st. Then on the 9th, she walked away. And she walked away and left me with the two kids. Kids were crying, calling her mommy, mommy. Before then, she just left and become adamant. As I'm speaking with you now, they do not want me to see my kids again. The thing has been, I've been going from here to here, but I just say I'm not going to fight again because I've been going from here to here. Even when she left me, after 2 months, she went to police. That I was holding the custody of the kids, that you want the kids back. I said, what? So they never knew that I had gone to domestic violence to report. So those ones that told them, if they don't allow me go, that they will make sure they leave their job. Then at the end of the day, and now the kids were crying that they want to be with the kids, with their mother. I took them there, and we signed an agreement that whenever I need the kids, after schools, I will see them, and even weekends, I will see them, but they never did. They never allowed me to do that. But right now, I just left everything to God.
I'm so sorry.
I've never seen a mother-in-law like
that. I'm extremely sorry to hear that. I'm so sorry to hear that. Thank you for sharing. Okay, so I'd like you to also tell me if you think you know, because I just wonder, how do people turn out to be like that? Right? How do people turn out to be like that? I mean, that's just the biggest question in my head. Like, when you're hurting other people, do you know that you're doing it? And do you continue to do it despite the fact that you know that you're doing something wrong? Or you don't even know? I'd like to also hear from mother-in-laws. If you're here and you're a mother-in-law, please call me. I'd like to hear from you. Hello, good morning. Sorry about that. Please call again. Hello, good morning. Good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Morning, sir. What's your name?
Yeah, this is D1. Please allow me to remain anonymous.
That's all right.
I just want to say thank you. Your ears must be full. You are doing well.
Thank you.
I didn't have the opportunity of having a mother-in-law.
Okay.
But, hello?
I can hear you.
Yes, I didn't have the opportunity of having a mother-in-law. And I met my father-in-law that I also call my father just before my wedding. It's more than 20 years ago. And my father-in-law, he was late before the wedding.
Oh.
But I really thank him. And it's painful for me because the few months we spent together, and you know what he did?
Yeah.
He placed me directly below his daughter's, his son is older than me. There's a particular son that is older than me. So he just, I had to fit in.
Hello? Oh, my apologies. Okay, I'll take a comment from Facebook and see if I can get back to the course in a bit. Ovuna Declan is watching from Ebonyi State. Thank you for joining. All right, before I take another call so that I don't have to cut you off, let me go on the break. I'll be right back. You're absolutely welcome back. This is 99.3 Nigeria Info. My name is Wemimo Adewuni. You're listening to Table Talk, and today we're pointing fingers at women because women grow up to become mother-in-laws. And so I'm asking you to share your mother-in-law experience with me. It's a mother-in-law series. It's just the first episode on this series. So today I'm just sitting back here and listening to you tell me your experiences with mother-in-laws. So the young ladies who become the wives also grow up to become the mothers, and also grew up to become the mother-in-laws. And there's a societal fear for mother-in-laws. We don't have the same for father-in-laws. It's very rare for you to have father-in-law issues. And I wonder why. Many times it's the women. It's us. It's the women. So tell me about your mother-in-law. I've heard some good stories and some really, really agonizing experiences. 0700-993-993-993. Female callers, 01465719090. I'll go to WhatsApp in a bit, 08095975805. Let's talk. Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for calling me. What's your name?
Yes, my name is Michael.
Michael, welcome. Let's talk about your mother-in-law.
Yes, actually, I just want to talk about my mother and my wife.
Okay.
And my siblings at large.
All right.
Okay, so what I'm sharing is just for others to learn.
Okay.
You see, the major reasons why, some of the reasons why we have problems in our homes is because we lack understanding of the causes of conflict. There's what informed conflict is our worldview. And there are a lot of things, there are other factors also that inform our worldview, our knowledge base, and metaphysics, anthropology. Now, I'll just talk on one, anthropology, for instance, which affected my family, my own marriage. I think for about 2 years, it was catastrophe. Okay, so what happened is that I was born and brought up in the Yoruba land, okay? And we imbibed in the Yoruba culture. And in Yoruba, if we marry a wife, for instance, the wife must respect everybody she meets at home.
Yeah.
Even the smallest child.
Even the baby, that was just born.
Exactly.
I had a very big problem with that thing myself. And still do.
So she will call the person auntie, brother, and them, and all of that. And the morning you see how she respects all of them, cook for them, and all of that.
Yeah.
So when my wife, I married from Kogi State, Ejule, to be precise. And then, in their own anthropology, their culture, the respect a sibling is supposed to give to his brother is the same respect she's supposed to give to
the wife. Yeah.
So you see the two contradicting factors now.
Yeah.
So now when I got married, my siblings would come home, expecting the morning they would just sit, expecting my wife to do everything, cook for them, and Baba call me, y'all call me, and put on the table and all of that.
Yeah.
And we're not seeing that thing. And my wife also would be like, what type of sister-in-law
I can imagine the conflicts.
You understand? So it was a serious one. They would call my mom. In fact, this is our brother wife. He's a nurse. She's not a wife at all, blah, blah, blah. And she also would keep calling her people, reporting the siblings.
Yeah.
And funny enough, because I was not knowledgeable to that extent at that point, I was also playing along with my people because I also grew with that understanding, with that anthropology.
Yeah.
So the home was hot for my wife.
I
so you don't want to respect my siblings. You don't want to respect my people,
And at the point they start, they stop coming. You know, until I was exposed to the concept of conflict management when I was running my postgraduate, course in Unilag.
So, I'm glad for your postgraduate course that has changed. I'm so happy, you know, to hear that you learned.
You know, the moment I got that revelation and that knowledge, I was like, what? No, this is why I've been having issues in my home. I had to, you know, go home immediately, call my wife, explain why she has been having problems with my people, and then call my people as well, tell them the reasons, and then, you know, how to bring all of them together
and find a middle ground.
This peace was restored.
I'm so glad. Thank you so much for sharing.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much.
Try to see why we're having conflict. Absolutely. And see how to resolve it.
Thank you. So now the problem would be when you identify the source of the conflict. Like I said in my opening, our experiences and choices, they form our behavior. You behave the way you do because you think that's the correct thing. But when you mix with other people, remember that when you're getting married, you're getting married to someone who grew up in a different family. They do things differently. But you do not give room for grace. There's no grace in your heart. You want them to be perfect for you because that's where you're coming from. But you don't want to budge for them. You don't want to budge at all. You don't want to shift ground at all. There has to be some ground shifting, a little here, a little there, you know, some grace. Just give grace. Right? Good morning. Hello.
Good morning, Wemima.
Thank you for calling.
Yeah, this is Madamisi.
Welcome.
For me, when I used to have a husband, my mother-in-law was a very nice woman to me. He came to live with me for like 3 months to see who this woman is that they're talking about in their place. And the final, I said, oh, even my cooking. He told my husband that your wife so sweet as my daughter. your wife so sweet as my daughter. You know, he doesn't speak English, but we get along very well. Probably because, hello.
I can hear you.
Probably because of the attitude, you know, I have in the house. He will call me. He will be nicknaming me Makara. I said, what is Makara? My husband will tell me, oh, mama is calling you Oyibo. I said, okay.
Oh, okay. Are you currently a mother-in-law?
No, not yet.
Okay, very soon.
But very, very soon, very soon. Okay. I'm going to display the same attitude to my son-in-law.
Yeah, good.
Loving.
Good.
You know, accommodating and helpful.
Good. Good.
That's what I will do.
Thank you very much for sharing. Accommodating, that's a big word. That's a very important word in this series. Accommodating, allowing room for change. Hello?
Hello, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for calling.
I'm Jane.
That's all right. Welcome.
My own experience was a very beautiful one.
That's good.
I had a very wonderful mother-in-law that was contesting with me in the house.
Contesting with you?
Anytime she comes, or whatever my husband buys for me, she wants her own part too. It was a fight in the house. But I just thank God for my husband. He stood on his ground.
So how did she get to know everything your husband bought for you?
And most times, he wasn't aware in time. If he buys things, mommy, see what we bought today. She will look at it. I want this old house to look at it. They don't say, Finida.
Ah.
So when we discovered that, okay, this is what mommy does. He just stopped that.
He'll buy it and just take it to the room straight.
He told her, don't come here again. Because her problem was really, really much.
Wow. Oh, thank you very much for sharing. I'd like to know the source of these experiences. Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Do you think you're ready for me?
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. What's your name? Good morning. Or you can stay anonymous if you want.
Okay. My name is Ike. I'm calling from First Park.
All right. Let's go on.
Okay. I've been hearing what people are saying, you know. When you have a good mother-in-law, it's like, it's just like your mother, you know. But when you have a terrible one, that's where the problem is.
Yeah.
As a man, if you have if your mother-in-law is not good, it affects your family.
Absolutely.
You know,
I'm talking with the experience. I can't lie here. I have a terrible one, you know. And my wife, too, is not helping mothers because I think both of them come from the same, you know, kind of, they have the same kind of understanding. You know, I cannot go all along to say what she has. Imagine your mother-in-law cursing you in your whole house. The house you build with your own money, because she's in your house, you'll be calling you names. I mean,
why? Why? For what reason?
I don't know. If you like, one time when I they gave birth to my daughter in the hospital, the lady that was staying with us, just because she was sitting down by the, you know, in the room there, she asked her to stand up. That place is not good. Before the girl would do that, this woman, in my presence, slapped her. In fact, everybody was embarrassed. The doctors, the nurses, I said, woman, are you crazy? I just look at her. Before I even talk, my wife started shouting. When we were going home that day, because it was the day that she was, my daughter was...
discharged.
My wife was discharged. She was cursing me. Hello?
I can hear you.
She was laying her business on me because I just said what you did was wrong. And personally, to me, I never knew I could condone such things, you know. I would have sent her home, sent her away from there. But I endure it. We'll get home. So there's 10 people who come and gather to talk and do this. So what I'm saying in essence is that When you have a bad mother-in-law, it's just terrible. And my wife is extending it to... My mother loves her, seriously. But I, for one day, upon what that she's doing, even my people, everybody, they just... She didn't love her just because she's doing well. It's just because I don't tell her things. Even when she will hear, she will just tell me, oh, sorry, don't just be managing. But you know, like this last Christmas, we went home. We were going. This lady could not tell my mother that pampered her, doing everything for her, that she was leaving. They were going that morning with the car chartered for them. She could not even tell
my mother.
She
didn't say goodbye.
She didn't tell her goodbye. They were staying in every day. They would come to the house. My house is by the other side. They will come to my mother's house. They will play, watch TV with the children, do everything. And then in the night, they will come to my house and stay. But for when I asked my mother that, then I told my mother that they're going in the next 2 days. So she didn't tell her. I thought maybe she would tell her later. And she did not.
She just packed her things and left.
She just packed her things and they left. And this woman... God is my witness, has never done her. She don't even call her phone. You know? I just sent message to her. I because if you want to talk to her, she will not even allow you. She will just be shouting like a mad person. I'm sorry to use that. So I didn't want to talk. I just wrote a note to her. I said, look at, a woman that adore you, a woman that do everything for you, you didn't tell her you are leaving. You know,
I'm so sorry for your experience. How's it going now? Has anything changed?
No, nothing changed. Since so many months now. Since I only talked to her mother like in December that I sent, when they were going to visit her, I sent money, I sent goods, I did everything. Because I called the woman last year, I said, you are the one instigating your daughter. Although I know maybe she's not comprehending well. But then, if you are a good mother-in-law, you're
telling her the correct thing. Yeah,
what she's doing is wrong. You try when you are doing that, you make her even to feel happy, because when she's happy in her home, she'll live longer.
Thank you very much for sharing. That's quite an experience. And you know, one thing I picked from listening to that, or a thought that just came to me, is that I think sometimes people go into marriages very defensive. You're expecting the other party to be mean to you, So you go on with your own meanness. So let's go and do meanness competition. Who go mean pass? Who go bad pass? Looks like in some cases that just might be the situation. Like you're going there to show them that you are tough, so that they can make them fear. You understand? You know, it's not that deep. I don't think that it should be that deep. Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Welcome to the show. Thank you for calling.
My name is Mr. Tayo.
That's all right. You're welcome.
First time caller.
Oh, good to have you here. Thank you for joining us.
My own take about this issue is that I think it's the upbringing. Everyone has different upbringing.
Yes. Okay, sorry about that. Let's go to WhatsApp. It's 08095975805. Let's start here. Someone said, you didn't tell me your name. I love the lady who said that if we can quarrel with and settle with our mothers, we should be able to quarrel and settle with our mother-in-laws. You see the difference between men and women condoling the mother-in-law? Women are mean to theirs, while men, on the other hand, tolerate theirs. Chike from Ebute. Well, sometimes, well, not in all cases, not every time. Sometimes the woman also tolerates, you know, some. It's both ways, I think. Henry from Lagos says some. What are you talking about? No, definitely not for me. Definitely, this is also not for me. Oh, okay. How did this get muddled up? All right, Oshua from Agodo says, when Mimo getting into marriage, I had already made up my mind that I would be the best I can, irrespective of the type of mother-in-law I have. But to my greatest surprise, my mother-in-law was the sweetest person I could imagine, disciplined, passionate, loving, and caring. She was more of a mother than a mother-in-law. Lost her to cancer May this year, until this time, can't feel the vacuum. Fatah Ladeinde says, women want to... Women want to take control of their husbands, but they will want to resist that kind of a thing when it comes to their own son. Forgetting their husband is also another woman's son. Let me understand. The woman wants to control her husband. Okay, so when they now become mother-in-laws, they are shocked that the wife also wants to control. Why should anybody want to control anybody, though? All right. You didn't tell me your name. You say mother-in-laws see their kids as poverty alleviation scheme. I think many parents do, male and female. They don't care how the kids are managing their homes. Once money isn't forthcoming from the in-law, they find a way to start a problem in their kids' home, thinking getting the kids to live with them will end them care. Well, you got a point. You didn't tell me your name. You say you are tired of your mother-in-law. Ah, she came in gentle after I gave birth. It's been a year now. I started hearing her and other family members gossiping about me. She doesn't want me to go back. I want my family back. She wants to take over my husband. My mother-in-law has been 1 year. She doesn't want you to go back where? I'm afraid of giving birth again, so she won't come. Okay, she came to your... I do not understand you. She doesn't want to go back. Oh, I see. She came to live with you, and she's been with you for 1 year. She doesn't want to go back. And she doesn't... 1 year! Wow. Okay. Obadiah John says, imagine a mother-in-law buying biscuits and other eatables for children when going to his son's house, whose wife is barren. Hey. On getting there, she will ask the sons with the daughter-in-law to give the eatables that she bought to the children. Hey. She will later tell the wife that she thought she had given birth. That's why she bought those things. Meanwhile, the daughter-in-law is barren and the mother-in-law knows her. That's serious. Wamimo, you just hit that nail on the head. Some women go into marriages with meanness based on the information they got from other married women in their homes. You're right. I am Olodo, like you're an Olodo. Is this your name? There is one mantra. Treat your mother-in-law as a mother and your daughter-in-law as a daughter. Yeah, I agree. I totally agree. Felix from Ikorodu says, upbringing matters in every behavioral pattern, both in marriage and in life generally. Absolutely. A lot of our behaviors are formed by, you know, our experiences and choices. So your experience is one, but you have a responsibility. You have a responsibility to improve on yourself and become a better person. All right, let's get on the phone lines. Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning, Wemimo.
Thank you for calling.
Yeah, my name is Efolua. I have been enjoying the different stories and reads that you've been talking about.
Yeah.
But I have a different experience. I have a very great mother-in-law.
That's good.
Apparently, I married an only child.
Oh.
So it was as though a daughter she never had to me. The only thing is, yes, my mother-in-law can be naughty. And I am going to fight that. So I already know what can create issues between us, and I try to avoid it. For example, I have two daughters, and I found out that my mother-in-law wants to be the only one shopping for the kids. it's so interesting that when the kids wear a dress, she did not buy. She looks so cool. Do you mean that the things I bought are not really nice? Because she lives in the U.S. So she tells you, I shop all every time she goes into a place to find sales happening, she buys things for them. Are they not nice enough? So the moment I realized that, then when I buy things for my kids, I don't wear them and take pictures for her to see. But when I take those pictures, I keep them.
Wow.
So instead, when the girls dress up, I take pictures and say, because she wants to see how they look going to school. She wants to see how they look going out, going to church. It's so interesting that on my daughter's birthdays, I have to make extra cakes to have one of them named as the name she gave the kids.
Wow.
Until you send her a picture of the cake with the name she gave the kids, she's not going to post a picture.
Wow.
So the moment I understood that, I've been married for 6 years and we don't have issues. So I think what women should also do is try to understand the person who is your, because this is your mother.
Yeah.
Try to understand her person. Draw the line and understand when to shut up or when to talk. Now, when she wants my husband to do something and he's not answering, she just calls me. Oh, I asked your husband to do this. He didn't do it. Get him to do it or do it for me. So for me, it was just in the first year. And the moment I saw that, here we are, living as mother and daughter. So I think, although there are terrible mothers, and then again, the same women who are saying they have terrible mother-in-laws are actually terrible daughter-in-laws too. Because I have a sister-in-law whom none of us in the family even talk to.
Wow.
She doesn't want you in her house. It's as bad as I've taken my mother there before, and I got to their estate, and she switched off her phone. And she was supposed to tell the security man to let me get into the estate to drop my mom.
Wow.
We stayed there for about 45 minutes. I had to call my brother at work to call their estate security man to let me go in and drop my mom. So different people, I'm sure if they ask her today, she's going to say, oh, she has a terrible family in-law too. So sometimes what we can take, we shouldn't also give.
Right.
Then you just understand the other person and we'll live happily.
Thank you very much for sharing. Thanks. So that word that someone mentioned earlier, to be accommodating, to bulge a little here, bulge a little there, a little compromise there, a little compromise there. But finally, don't give what you cannot take. If they serve it to you, would you like it? If you would not like it, don't offer it to somebody else. Good morning. Hello. Hey.
Good morning.
Thank you for calling me. Welcome to Table Talk.
Yeah. It's going on the line.
Welcome.
First of all, I want to say women supporting women. You can see, like, they are the ones causing problems for themselves. You see, no issues with father-in-laws, mother-in-law.
No, it's not like there's no issue. It's just that most mother-in-law.
Yes.
Yeah, I agree.
And it is women versus women.
Sometimes women versus men. You've heard some men share their stories too.
I agree with you.
Yeah.
Okay.
But at the center of it is women. I agree on that one. Yeah.
Okay. See, me, someone like me now, I wouldn't take nonsense, yes, from anyone that mother-in-law that wants to start out my family. You know why?
Why?
Look at the last two caller, I think second to the last caller, that man that called me, he's going through a lot of pain.
Yeah.
I pray he doesn't die young in that place. So if he's listening, I think he just needs to walk out. Honestly, I don't know. Because he is pain. You can see in his voice, it's like he knows he's tired. He doesn't know what to do anymore. And he's frustrated. So if he's listening, he should, his peace You should have peace. You can live. You should not be scared. He's going to take care of the children. That's my own advice. So before he dies in that place, someone like me now, in fact, it won't be from the first time like this is that I see this, the type of person you are. Man, I'm leaving. I don't want issues. I'm leaving. That is.
Thank you very much.
Always have peace. Women should always have peace. Also, if they are not satisfied, talk to your husband. If your husband is not trying to help you out, and you are behaving also, not like you are not behaving good, you are trying to paint your mother-in-law bad, that's bad. But you know you are good, and you are not having peace. Men, leave.
Thank you very much for calling. Am I able to take one more? I doubt it because I've got just 1 minute to go. So I might need to leave now. Oh, my goodness. My lines are on fire. So let's continue this next week, Monday. Don't worry, it's a series. I'm not in a rush. I want to know I would like to speak with mother-in-laws. If you're a mother-in-law, please call me next week, Monday, by 9 to 10 and share with me your experiences with your daughter-in-laws and why you think they perceive you as a bad mother-in-law, if they perceive you as such. Why you do the things you do. I know that many times they think they're doing the right thing because I don't want to believe that somebody is doing the wrong thing and they know that they are doing the wrong thing and they continue. Then how much can you take? What's your limit with when it comes to your mother-in-law? It's the mother-in-law series on Table Talk. I need to go now. I am on social media at Wemimo Sport. If you're a man, I've got a group for you on Facebook. It's called Pro Version Man. Pro Version Man. Go check it out. We have... Profession Man is going to be one this month, by the way, and I'm so excited. Like, I've been doing this thing with you guys for 1 year. That's pretty amazing. We've got something coming up. Check on the Facebook page for the details. Coming up after the news on the hour at 10 is What's Up Lagos, Sunny Side at 12, Hard Factor 3, and there's much more throughout the day. On social media, I'm there at Wemimo Sport. I'll see you again.
Free Nigeria Info. We'll be right back. This life is good to the.
And I want to assume that you would run because I want to give the listeners context for the conversation.
In 2019, you were running late to Atiku Abubakar. What did you learn then that you will not repeat this time?
Yes, when is the president coming out to address us?
There's a few things. One, I have a burden and a passion for young people.
The fact that you have elected a man does not mean then you begin to order him around. The president will do whatever is good for the country at any given time.
Mr. Adesina, isn't the president responsible to the people?
What should the next president do to root out stakeholders who are complicit?
You fire them. Those that need to be fired are fired.
It's looking like a brand new Chelsea, attacking with so much fluidity. And what can you say about that, Martin? I know you follow Chelsea quite closely.
I live close to the Chelsea training ground. That's what you mean by that. I'm not